So let's take a look at this point at the type of person who should be seriously considering setting up this type of a structural strategy.
There are two aspects to this. One is the moral, if you will, spiritual aspect of it, and the other is just the plain old fiscal aspect of it. There are three reasons people come to us for structuring. The first one is economic. Not necessarily in this order, but number one, economics. Hey, it's my money, I earned it, I want to keep it, and I don't like the idea that someone thinks they have a prior claim on my labor. The second reason people come to us is for political reasons. You know, hey, I read the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, and all the founding documents, and I understand the libertarian concepts that were promoted by our founders, and I want to live under that. And I realize that I've signed that away from myself. I have the choice to go back to it, and they come to us and say, help me get there. The third reason people come to us is spiritual. They understand that they are children of their Creator, endowed with certain unalienable rights. By the way, unalienable is different than inalienable, like President Bush says, inalienable. Inalienable means you can't take it away. Unalienable means cannot be rendered into a commercial privilege. So my labor is an unalienable right that cannot be commercialized, except by my consent and my signature.
So you've said that there are the moral reasons and then the financial reasons. Now, at what point does the financial purpose become cost effective? And how much volume does one need to be in charge of in order to make this really, really necessary to do? And the second part of my question is, how important is this to do this in advance before you start having sufficient capital flow to make this absolutely a requirement?
Well, the short answer is this is doable for everybody. It doesn't matter how much you have or don't have. It doesn't matter what you make per week or month or year or whatever. Anybody can do this. And one of the things that our organization is committed to is to make sure that those folks without much money, they don't need to spend a lot of money to structure themselves. As you're indicating earlier, it is expensive. But if you don't have a lot of stuff, you can pretty much do it on your own with some proper education. So in truth, just on the economic level, hey, if somebody pays $6,000 to $10,000 a year in taxes, they can probably eliminate that expense or reduce that expense severely for less than 1 year's worth of current tax. Another reason that people do this is that, you know, there's three stages of life, basically, starting out, in the middle, and toward the end. If you're just starting out, we can show you very inexpensively how to go forward in your life, and each thing that comes up, like when it comes time to buy a house or when it comes time to set up a business, etc., we can point the direction to do that effectively in that future. And if you're already in the middle of your life and, you know, you've got a house and a car and a retirement portfolio and, you know, all those kinds of things, then, of course, there's more expense and a different perspective to it in the building stage there. And then in the third stage of life, which is like, hey, you know, I can see the other end of the tunnel. I'm done making more. Now it's kind of rolling on its own and I want to make sure my kids get it, my heirs get it. Again, different levels of need, different perspectives on how this all works and different expense levels. Right. So it's really for everybody.